Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of John, chapter 7. We'll continue to speak about doing the whole will of God. And we had reached about the filling of the Holy Spirit. And we started to speak about the sign that accompany those who believe. And today we're going to speak about laying on of the hands. When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, and as we serve God, God give us responsibility to use our hand in a proper way. We will go today through the scriptures. We may need more than one session to speak about the meaning of laying on of the hands. We will read now John chapter 7 and what Jesus said to those who believe on Him, as He said, that will be a springs of living waters will go through them. John 7, verse 37-39. John 7, verse 37-39. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Ghost, was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, O God, for the purpose of sending your word to your church shall be accomplished. I pray the message will be an encouragement, a support and help and guidance to your people. I pray it will go beyond the walls. I pray that what we study today will apply, and those who hear will apply it. I pray for workers to be raised up. I pray for people to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I pray for people to be healed, demons to be flee away, people get delivered from bondages. And I pray also, God, for new souls to be saved. I pray for the spread of your word to all parts of the earth, O God, to reach the new nations and reach people who have not heard your word. O God, I pray in the name of Jesus for 100-fold harvest. And I pray you put words in my lips, arrange the message in the way that you want it to flow. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew 19, we will see the places that Jesus had used to place his hand on people. In Matthew chapter 19, they brought to our Lord children. Matthew 19, verse 13 to verse 15. Then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked him. But Jesus said, "Suffer little children, and forbid them not, to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he said, and he laid his hands on them and departed thence. They brought to him little children, so that he will lay his hand on them and pray for them. And what is the purpose of laying on the hand and praying on them? Is that the Lord will impart a blessing to those children. The purpose of using our hand and we pray is to impart certain things that people lack. And since we understand that we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, what they lack is the thing that the Spirit will impart in their life, and God wants to give them certain things through our hands, through the hands of His people, through His church. He and the disciples, they rebuke the children, but the Lord want the children to come to Him, want the children and the parents and those who are responsible on the children to bring them always to the Lord so that His blessing will fall on them. That's why we pray for our children, we lay hand on them. We pray certain time we need to rebuke evil spirit, demons, and that's what God has given us of gifts. That is what God has given us as the way of healing, as the way of blessing. And we need to use these gifts. It helps us in our life. How many of us, when our children are sick, the first we think we bring them to the doctor, but we have medicines in our hands. We lay hand and we pray. In Mark chapter 6, we need to continue to pray for our children, lay hand on them, and pray as Jesus had prayed. We bring them always to the Lord, and do our best to impart the blessing to them. We teach parents to pray for the children. Yeah? I'm not responsible to run from house to house to pray for your children. Yeah? I'm responsible to teach you to lay hand on your children. One hand, you lay hand and pray, and also be ready with your stick when they are disobedient. That's how you bring them to the Lord in the fear of God. In Mark chapter 6, today our message is about the purpose of laying on of hand to impart something, and we will read verse 5, Mark 6 and verse 5. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went round about the village teaching. So here, when he lay hand on them, there was healing. And that's the first purpose of laying on of the hand, to impart healing. We need to lay our hands on sick people to get healed. If we continue down, verse 7, and he called unto him that twelve, and began to send them forth by two and two, and gave them power over unclean spirits, and commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey, save a staff only, no scrip, no bread, no money in their purse, but be shod with sandals, and not put on two coats. And he said unto them, in what a place soever you enter into an house, there abide till you depart from that place. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, when you depart thence, shake of the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. And they went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. So here there is another thing introduced, not only laying on the hands, but anoint with oil, using our hand to anoint people with oil, sick people with oil, and we pray for the healing, and also we cast out demons and devils from people's life. You see here, there is Holy Spirit, that Holy Ghost that we are baptized with, will be used to expand the kingdom of God. You know, there are miracles the Lord will allow His church to do and perform in the life of non-believers, and the purpose of it is that people get repentance. You know, in verse 12, and they went out and preached that men should repent, and they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. So they preach and they heal. So here, when we preach and we lay hands, we cast out demons and devils. Always there are work of demons. As we move by the Holy Spirit to reach other places, devil also will move and to oppose us. That's why we need to cast out every spirit and demons, lay hands, anoint with oil, and we pray by faith. You know, if you will not do that, nothing will happen. You know, if you sit at home and you pray, but something will not happen. You know why? Because in Mark chapter 16, as we have read, God follows certain pattern, scriptural pattern. God say in Mark 16, and verse 17, what He say? He say, and these signs shall follow them. So when this sign shall follow me, that sign will go ahead of me or behind me? Behind me, because they are following me. So if I will not move, the sign will not go ahead of me. I need to move so that the sign will follow me. You know, faith without deed is dead. In verse 20, and they went forth. So what they did, they went forth and they preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. After they move, they preach, they cast out demons, there were signs. Sign follow their movement. Sign follow the preaching of the word of God. Sign follow when they lay hands on the sick people, when they anoint them, when they cast the devil and demons, when they say to the spirit, depart and don't come back, deaf and mute, when they name the spirit and cast it out, sign and miracles and wonder happen in their life. So sign will follow, but we need to move. We need to preach. We need not only to preach. Preach, lay hand, put oil, anoint, when there is demons work, because demons will destroy. The oil is used for wounds to be soothed and also to feel some comfort, and that's where the work of the Holy Spirit. People need healing. Work of demons is destroying people's life. So we need to do it with a deep understanding of what we need to do. We are the Good Samaritan. When we move, we clean the wound, we carry, we anoint with oil, we put bandage, we pray, we give complete service. You see, the gift the Lord that has given to his apostles. In Mark 16, he said, this song will accompany those who believe. Speaking in tongues, we understand. Speaking in tongues is that we need to preach the gospel to other nations. We need a new language to speak. Not only to speak with angelic tongue, it has, the value of the tongue is to preach the gospel to other nations that their language we don't understand them. That's the principle behind it. It's not about anything. Yes, even the interpretation of tongue is to tell what the meaning of what God is saying. The tongue that is needs interpretation there, the tongue of angels. And also the Mark spoke about that even we will not be hurt when we carry serpent, because that's God's protection for us. Even if we take poison, we will not die, because we understand that there's a task that God wants me to finish. Even the enemy will give me poison, but the task is still going on, and I'm willing to continue. I will not die, because the Holy Spirit inside me will combat this poison. What kind of the Holy Spirit? He's God. He's God. He is like, exactly like the Father, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And he spoke about that they lay hands on the sick people and they got healed from the work of devil, because devil come and bring sicknesses. That's what he spoke in Mark 16. But in Matthew chapter 28, he did not speak anything about that, but he said to them, go and teach all nations. So we understand that when we move to do these things, we do it with a deep understanding that God wants us not only to heal and cast out demons, but we need to teach. What He gives us of other gifts is to make our service and ministry and job easier. But basically, God is not only about healing, but it's about that we need to teach the nation. So we should understand that we need to be a good steward of all these things. When the Lord saw the crowd, He had compassion on them and He started to teach them. In other places, He started to heal their sicknesses. Because sin invites Satan and demons brings sicknesses and bondages. And when we teach, we give the word of God, and we also heal. We help the people. We lay hands. We rebuke the demons. We cast out. So when we do this, sign will follow. The word of God we give will become reasonable and acceptable to them. In Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19, it says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world, unto the end of the world. Amen. So here, two times he says, go and teach, teaching them to observe. So the other thing that we have read in Mark 16, all should be directed so that the people will be taught the word of God. So both we teach and we perform these things. God give us hand to lay hand and pray, connected with our mind, which that we need to do it for a certain purpose. And God give us feet to take us from place to place to do the work of God. In link with the gift of God of healing, we can read also in the book of Acts chapter 28 what the Lord did in the life of Apostle Paul. Acts chapter 28, verse 7 and 8. When Paul was in the island of Melita and what's called today Malta. It says in verse 7, in the same quarters were possessions of the chief man of the land, of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hand on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed. How Paul healed them? He prayed and he laid hands. Who also honored us with many honors, and when we departed, they laded us with such things as were necessary. See here, when Paul used the gift that God gave him properly at the right way, right time, for the glory of God, there was miracle had followed, and sure people, they come to faith, and they were generous with the mission of God, and they supported Paul and the people with him. They supplied him when they departed. So always God gives these signs to help us to preach the word of God. So we need to use these facilities in our life and also in our ministry. And see, there's gift of healing God give us to be used to preach the gospel for the non-believers. But also there is gift of healing inside the body of Christ, those sick among us, how they are healed in James chapter 5. James 5. In verse 14 to verse 16, say, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he had committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another that he may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So here, they say that those who are sick, they should come and ask the elders of the church. They should call the elders of the church. That is required humility. Have you got the point here? That require from the believer that you should say, I'm sick. Can you please come and pray for me? Not that when you go and evangelize, you pray even if they will not ask. Because that's evangelism. But for the believer, God wants, not that we will not pray if they will not ask, but the point here that the believer should know what is the effect of the sin, and he should humble down before God and before his church. So what we need to do, we need to pray for those who ask, and we anoint them with oil before we pray. So here's the second place of anointing with oil. The first place we read was in, we had read it in Mark chapter 6 verse 13, where the apostle anoint with oil. Here's the second place the scriptures speak about anointing with the oil. So those who are sick, they will be healed. They say that if they have committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. In the book of Acts chapter 5, Book of Acts chapter 5 and verse 12. Acts chapter 5 verse 12. Say, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And if I will read this verse in NIV, Acts 5:12, let's read it. Say the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers used to meet together in Solomon's colonnade. What is different here in these two versions? In James, he mentioned, and by the hands of the apostles. So he linked the work of the apostles with their hands. Have you get the point? So it is really mandatory for us that we need to lay hands on the people, on disciples, on our children, the people that we are reaching out to, the sick people, and we need to pray for them. Because here, their laying of hands and prayer is saying that had brought signs and wonders wrought among the people at the hand of the apostles. Nowadays, we who do the apostle ministry, we need to do that also. Why the Lord mentioned that? Why here the word of God mentioned that at the hand of the apostle, God has given to his church authority. Sign and wonder, you cannot take it away and do it alone without being part of a church or without giving importance for the church that these things should be done through the body of Christ. That's here the whole point. And when we do it as the body of Christ, there will be more auditing, there is more also understanding about it, and should serve the purpose of God. Why we need to lay hands on people and why we need to pray, what is the purpose of everything? We will study later on. There are other purposes of laying on of hands. One of them is evangelism here, to help the non-believers to be reached out, and also to heal the disciple, and also to deal with sin inside the body of Christ. So we need to do it with the understanding. That's why, at the hand of the apostle, it is not to be abused, to be used in a proper way. Not that, oh, we will pray and somebody will give us money because, you know, Paul, he gets it, you know. It should never be like that. The Holy Spirit gifts should not be used for a wrong purpose. Should be audited and used properly. Not to be abused, but to be rightly used for the glory of God. The purpose of laying of hands in the Great Commission is to teach the nation. To teach the church. And teach them to observe everything I have commanded you. Now let's go to Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8, and we'll see the ministry of Philip in the city of Samaria. Acts 8, verse 5 to 8. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For uncertain spirit, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Now the word when you say here, he went down, like he was leading an army with him. He was only one person, but the Holy Spirit inside him. And his obedience to the instruction of the scriptures and to the instruction of the apostles how to do the work of God. First when he did, he preached, he used his mouth to speak the word of God. And he said that when they hear what he spoke, and hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. How he did the miracle? How he did it? How he did the miracle? He prayed, he cast out demons, did he lay hands? Handed person, he lay his hands on people. That's what Paul says. He used his hands and he used his mouth and he used his feet. He used his feet to go to Samaria. He used his mouth to preach, to announce, and he used his hand with the preaching and with the word of God to do the signs and wonders that God had promised to those who believe. These signs and wonders shall follow them. People get healed from palsies. People who are also lame, they get healed. And speak that there was a great joy in that city. So here, the joy that we can bring to the people is not the material things, but the word of God. What we can perform with our hands, and how we can reach them with our feet. And we need to understand our enemy behind is the devil, and sin is the foothold for it. Our preaching should be directed tactfully to that sin, and tactfully to that work of devil, and we drive it out by casting them out, and by laying hands on people, anointing them, helping them to recover, soothing them with the oil, with the, as we impart, as we put our hands on them, there will be impartation of healing, comfort, peace, soothing of the wounds, carrying them, they will have assurance that they are not alone, They can't see God, but when they see us with Him, then they realize that God loved them and God had a good plan for them. So that encourages all church to apply this word of God. The gospel of Jesus is the most powerful instrument to conquer the whole world using the word of God, using our hands, giving our life to God, and using our feet to bring that gospel to those people, to that area of the world that has been conquered by devil. Sadness and darkness are there. Then when we bring the light, there will be a great joy. And what a beautiful thing to say that there was a great joy in that city. Let's all stand in the presence. God's willing, we'll continue speaking about the purpose of laying on of hands. There'll be impartation. God wants to impart good things to the world through the hands of His church. Upon the hand of the apostles, signs and wonders and miracles had been done. Even today, at the hands of God's church, we are doing the apostle ministry. And God wants us to do it properly. God wants us to do it properly so that His name will be glorified. People get discipled and teaching will be supreme. O God, hear our prayer. Fill us with the Holy Spirit. Lead us to do the very work of yours. I pray be willing, all of us, to move forward using our feet whenever we are called to reach out nations and people who are in need of your word. They need healing, in need of deliverance. Here I am, O God. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Hear the prayer of your church. Fill us, O God, with the Holy Spirit. Take us to the nations, the people who need you. Lord, I commit my life. Raise up your hands to God. Lord, I will use these hands of mine so that through them you will heal people, to drive out demons. Name of Jesus, Lord, use these hands of mine for your glory. Let your word accomplish at the hand of the apostles. Signs and wonders and healing taking place. O God, hear our prayer. We thank you, Lord. Spirit. Do miracles, O God, as we pray. Devil, I rebuke the name of Jesus. We need your mercy. Lord, we thank you, God. We bless you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. We commit our life, O God, to do the mandate of the Great Commission, to go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe everything you have commanded us. In the name of God the Father, in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, and in the name of the Holy Ghost, we baptize them and do the work of yours faithfully, with discernment, with understanding. And we trust you, Lord, that sign and wonder will follow us as we move forward. God, I pray that there will be harvest of righteousness. There will be healing. People get delivered from demons as they hear your word. O God, I pray for congregation to be planted, for workers to be raised up. In the name of Jesus, I speak salvation for souls, nation. I speak expansion of your kingdom through this ministry, O God, through the church of yours, to everyone who hears and commits his life to save you. O God, hear our prayer. Let be a harvest of righteousness. Let be a hundredfold harvest so that your name be glorified. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.